Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is that time of the week as we kiss the baby and we say goodbye to another NFL team with the goal of creating a perfect playoff field, eliminating a team week by week. The rule, of course, as Hugh was reminded last week when he was stuck with the Giants, if you do not eliminate a team before they're eliminated, you're stuck with them in your postseason. And Kyle said this earlier, this is getting hard now. Now we're at the point of the season where teams are getting eliminated by the week, and you got to start to make tough decisions. You got to kind of predict what happens the rest of the way. All right, before we get to Brandon, who's representing the callers today, Hugh, we have had quite a few teams that have already been eliminated. I think it's now up to five teams have been eliminated from postseason contention. So the Titans, the Raiders, the Giants, the Saints, and the Cardinals are officially out. We say goodbye to them for the rest of the season. If you have not eliminated them, well, they're in your postseason. Yeah. So let's go to Brandon in West Philly, who's up first today for the callers. Brandon, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you feeling today?
Brandon, we're good.
What's going on?
We're trying to unpack all these things. Brandon, so you get to play for the callers today. Who are you taking out and eliminating for the rest of the season?
We're done with the Jets. They're done.
Well, that's a you know what? They have won a few in a row, which they haven't been eliminated yet.
Jets are already taken by the Cardinals.
Oh, the Jets are already taken by the Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So who else?
Do I get another option?
You got
it.
Pick someone else.
We're done with the Vikings. That's it.
I think the Cardinals picked the Vikings.
Yeah, they did. All right. Okay. So I'll keep you posted here with every team you've eliminated. You've already taken the Saints, Jags, Titans, Vikings, Seahawks, Jets, Commanders, Dolphins, Browns, Giants, Niners, Cowboys.
So you got to take someone that's not on that list.
Also, you're stuck with the Raiders and the Cardinals right
now. Ooh, tough scene. It's not Brandon's fault, really.
No, it's not.
Brandon,
you're going to have to eliminate a team that is probably pretty good that still has a chance of making it right now, is where you're at.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're standing right now, brother.
Then down goes Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's free.
All right, good one, Brandon. You know what? Now, they have a little life. Brandon, good phone call.
A smart play.
But a smart play. They are 4-8 and probably not going to make the playoffs. All right, so Brandon, after a little bit of a speed bump there, gets the Bengals.
I mean, this is a tough week to do it, especially if you're like coming in totally blind.
I totally get it. No, it's all good. Brandon, good job. We appreciate it. All right, that puts up Kyle as our second pick today.
Yeah. And
who are you?
Being as perfect as I am so far. This is where it gets difficult. I got to take a team that still has a good chance here.
Okay.
I'm not gonna walk with Hugh just yet, but I'm going to go with another AFC North team who looks like they're trending very downwards, and I'm eliminating the Steelers from the playoffs.
Well, when you got the fire Tomlin chance, things are not going well.
Now,
they do play for first place on Sunday, so it's a little bit risky on your part.
They have two games against the Ravens.
I know. So Kyle takes out the Pittsburgh Steelers. That puts Hugh Douglas up for your pick today. Hugh, who are you saying goodbye to?
You know what, man? As I look at my teams that I've eliminated, I mean, this is probably the logical choice, but I'm torn, right? Because I got love for this place, right? I got a lot of love for this.
But you don't want to get stuck with a team that's going to get eliminated.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Go with Hugh.
Just say it. Say it again. Yeah, louder.
Say it louder, please. Atlanta. Now clearer.
Atlanta.
Okay. Atlanta out.
Atlanta.
Yeah, that's a good choice. That team is done. Okay. Damn. Well, you guys all saved me today because I was very close to getting stuck with a team. As I went through my list, I realized that I have not yet said goodbye to the Washington Commanders, and they are very ripe to get eliminated very quickly. I think they actually could have gotten eliminated last week, but with the Eagles' loss, that kept them alive for one more week. But aren't they like 3-9 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dead. They're dead. Man.
I was going to say Hugh and I should have colluded against you, but we've already taken them.
So. Yeah, we couldn't have did anything.
So you got it was just there for me. All right, so I take out the Washington Commanders.
Collusion's about to start becoming a thing.
Oh, I know. We'll get Hugh next week.
Oh, no, you got me last week when you came in.
No,
and
you got
like,
yourself.
He's like, you forgot to take out whoever got to take out. You forgot to take out the Giants.
And Joe was giddy about it.
Yeah, he was super giddy.
So let's unpack where we're at, because the first big one that was eliminated by someone on this show was Hugh eliminating the Chiefs after week four. Hugh, how you feeling after they dropped to 6-6 on Thanksgiving?
I feel vindicated, Joe.
Well, I wouldn't say it's over yet, but you are in a better spot than I think we thought you would be.
Joe, I feel good. I stand with my pick.
Yeah?
Joe, I stand with my pick.
Well, obviously, you didn't hear your former coach yesterday. Can we hear Andy Reid, what he said about his team trying to get on a roll here?
38 hot.
What's your level of confidence that things can start going your way and that you can win these next five games in a row?
Yeah, well, I believe that. I mean, I believe you come – if you're coming to me on this, Matt, I'm telling you, we're going to go after you every game. And, you know, that's how we roll. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play, every game. And but that's the attitude that we're coming in with. And then you let the chips fall where they may.
Tickle your tonsils is crazy.
Have you ever heard that? Is that an old one he used to use? Have you heard that one before?
I mean, I have.
Okay, from Andy?
But not in that context.
Now, when you practiced against Andy's offenses, did they tickle your tonsils?
Ain't nobody tickling my tonsils, Kyle. What? That's not how I
did
get
Andy
down.
Ever stand in front of the whole group and say, we're going to tickle your tonsils? It's okay to be curious. No one, this is a judgment-free
zone. Ain't nobody
zone.
Tickling my tonsils with nothing. Ain't nobody, no. No.
Again, this is a judgment-free zone.
Safe space, Hugh.
It's safe space.
Natural to be curious.
I need a text code. Like, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing?
He's tickling tonsils. That? I mean, you heard him.
Guilty!
What are you tickling tonsils? What do you mean, tickling tonsils?
Well, I mean, you can take it for any way you want.
I guess he's trying
to win football games.
He is, and sometimes coach gets confused. He gets confused.
You think that's what's going on? That's why they're 6-6? Is he confused?
Well, no, he confused when he's talking about tickling. I think he mixed his metaphors.
All right.
Just try to tickle some.
Let me throw this at you guys. I think they have to win out to make the playoffs. They don't have many tiebreakers. In fact, they don't have almost any tiebreaker in the AFC. They lost to Buffalo. They lost to the Jaguars. Here are the remaining five games. I think they have to win out. Home against the Texans. I think they're going to win. Home against the Chargers. I think they're going to win.
No, those division games, you never know about
okay,
that.
Okay, but I think they're going
to
win.
Okay.
At the Titans, they'll definitely win. Home against the Broncos.
The Broncos on a 11-9 game winning streak or something? You know what? No disrespect. Who you said it last before the Broncos?
They play at Tennessee.
You know, no disrespect.
But they're due.
But, man, you feel it. You feel me on that? Like, it just feels like that might be the because that's this year.
Yeah.
And it feels like Tennessee might be like, we're like, damn, seriously?
They totally agree. End with the Raiders, by the way.
I don't think there's one team that I'm looking at. Like, there's a lot of good records in the NFL, but nobody, I think, is, like, that deserving of it.
No one looks super, super dominant. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Rams, up until, like, they just dropped the game to the freaking Panthers.
Yeah, and they got Bryce Young torched
them. I stand
with
the Carolina Panthers.
Stop it. That's your Panthers.
I stand with
I mean, the Bears are the one seed.
I don't stand
And I know the
Bears
just came in here and kicked our ass. But that, to me, feels more of a product of us not being able to get out of our own way than the Bears being like a wagon.
I agree. All right, weekly check-in. Will the Chiefs make the playoffs?
They put hands all over us.
No, they kicked our ass.
Yeah, we put hands on ourselves every week.
That's
Will the Chiefs make the playoffs? I still say yes. Kyle, Chiefs make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so.
No!
Well, you've been on this for 2 months, so we're going to go with that. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. And well, let's see. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Terrence!
Dude, Joe Kyle, what's up?
Terrence!
Like that, Like, Terrence, get
you did not want to go to Terrence.
I love Terrence. I wanted to talk to him.
Now, what's the problem, guys?
No,
what did I do to you,
you took a deep sigh and said,
no, no, I'm looking at everyone mad. It's not about Terrence. It's not about Terrence. I'm still recovering from Jay's nonsense. Go ahead, Terrence.
All right, well, you might get a little mad now. Mm-hmm. I love you, Joe. I love you, Kyle. I mean, y'all my guys. But I'm a heel on this one, man. If you think Tanner McKee can come in here and turn an 8-4 slumping team around that's going downward, you guys are a little crazy on the crazy side. Mm-hmm. We saw Tanner McKee against a bad Giants team. We saw Tanner McKee in the preseason. It's totally different, man. Right now you're in the thick of a playoff run. And the Eagles are knee-deep in this thing, man. We're knee-deep in it. And McKee wouldn't stand a chance, man, playing against the Chargers, that defense, or playing against Buffalo. Like, even the Washington Redskins, they're playing good defense right now. We've seen enough to be confident in him, yes. He might win a couple games, and that's it. The Eagles are going down right now, and I think Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, these guys are going to go down with the ship. You heard Sirianni say he don't have any answers. You heard him say it. And he's a pop-up man, pretty much. He's a pop-up man. And eventually, when you don't have X's and O's and you don't know how to scheme, you're cooked. Nick don't have the answers unless it's a veteran coordinator like Kellen Moore or Shane Steichen. And to me, guys, Saquon and Jalen Hurts, together, they're slumping right now. So when Tanner McKee comes in, I think it will get worse, guys. He's a great kid, but right now will be so much pressure on this kid, bringing in this guy, throwing him into the wolves at this time. It's bad right now. We suck right now as a collective. And I think it boils down to Petullo and that lazy hire that Nick Sirianni did, and it's backfiring on him.
Well, all right. But how much worse could it get? In the last four games, they've scored 10, 16, 21, and 15.
Also, I'm not even like – I don't know if any of us are sitting here saying the offense is definitely going to look so much better with Tanner McKee, or like the season's going to change and he's going to save the season, or McKee's a savior or anything. Like, aren't you just curious to tinker with some of the variables, the constants? You said Nick Sirianni doesn't know how to scheme. Okay, like what? So wouldn't it be interesting to see a new play caller? Wouldn't it be interesting to see if maybe it's not the play caller and it's the quarterback? Like, these are things that we have to do when we're desperate.
To throw that thing, he needs to sling the ball and stop being a little punk ass ball, and let the ball go. This is on Jalen Hurts and these guys not going to their full potential. It's not Tanner McKee. It's these players and Petullo all together.
They
never stood a chance in the offseason. Jalen Hurts didn't have confidence in the coordinator. When they asked him in the interview in the offseason, he said, oh, he never called plays before. That's telling you right there he wasn't all in on this guy.
Well, maybe. Terrence, you might be right. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? For someone who replaced someone else, or something that replaced something else?
I got a classic one. This is two TV icons. I used to watch this show every day when I came home. 2 and a Half Men when Ashton Kutcher replaced Charlie Sheen. At first, I didn't know it. But then I'm like, this is Ashton Kutcher.
Wait, how did... Yeah, hold on.
He didn't know. I mean, give the guy a break. He didn't know. Terrence, we appreciate it. You know what reminds me?
Melting down.
Was it Fresh Prince? Did Ann Viv get replaced?
Yeah, she got.
Because a whole new actress in there.
She's on the new Fresh Prince now, though, Ann Viv.
Which Ann Viv?
No, like the dark skin Ann Viv.
That was the first Ann Viv.
Yeah, that's the first skin.
Who? Which Ann Viv?
My bad. I didn't mean to say it like that, but that's how she's remembered.
Just. Please know Hugh said that.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm putting you in a bad spot.
It's really been all day with you.
I've been putting him in a bad spot. And Joe's like, what the hell? He's like, what you mean?
What are you doing to this guy?
All right. Well,
no, because okay, full disclosure for the people that don't understand what happened. Like, there were two at Viv, the light-skinned at Viv and dark-skinned at Viv. And the way that I remembered it, and most people do that watch Fresh Prince, it was dark skin and Viv.
Okay.
I didn't, but you know.
May I ask the question a different way? Because I had a question, then you ruined it. Did you like the first Aunt Viv better?
I like the dark skin Aunt Viv.
Okay, or the second Aunt Viv?
I like the dark skin Aunt Viv.
Okay.
I did it again, huh?
You did. I asked first or second.
Because I don't know her name.
Yeah, how about you, Joe?
First or second?
Which one you like, Joe? I stand with Joe Gilley on this one.
I also was a bigger fan of the first Aunt Viv.
Okay, just the first one.
Yeah, being fully transparent on this. I thought Aunt Viv 1 was the best Aunt Viv.
Hey, Hey, we're all inclusive on this show, man. We don't run away from anything.
No, I'm just glad you were the one that used the adjective.
We don't talk politics.
I just went with the numbers. I just went with the numbers.
We run away from politics.
Yeah, that's the one, because we can't dance away around that one.
Yeah, we can't.
All right. Aaron in San Diego feels like the right caller to bring up next. Aaron, what's up?
Buenos tardes, Philadelphia.
Aaron, how are we doing?
Did you see Kyle's face?
Real quick, before we get into the topic, I just wanted to shout out to Will in the Northeast. I stand with you, man. Even though your calls hit differently without the Rocky music, I stand with you, my friend.
We're standing with everyone.
Yeah, we stand with everyone. Petullo, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Aaron? What are you feeling?
Yesterday, I made a huge mistake.
What'd you do?
You know, call it emotion, an emotional, you know, mishap. Call it mental fatigue.
Oh, when you were talking about Tanner time, when you said that,
I went to the chosen one, to Sky Marshall, to the field general. I just wanted to apologize. I appreciate you and everything that you've done for Philadelphia over the last 4 years. And, you know, I think what we have to do, I think we have to go back and look at these games. And Russ Tucker took some, fire away from me because, you know, if you look at that Cowboys game, you know, we want to all talk about the scheme and the quarterback. But what killed us was the penalties. If we don't have those 14 penalties and we don't have those two big turnovers, we win that game walking away. And then even the Bears game, everybody wants to beat Jalen Hurts up for missing Dallas Goedert going up the middle, who's wide open.
Yeah.
If he hits Devontae Smith, you know, in stride, Devontae Smith scores a touchdown on that play.
Yes, I agree. It's a touchdown. Should be a touchdown.
So here's what we need to do. Mm. And it's funny because Nick Sirianni, you know, when he's winning, you know, and he throws out these analogies and these metaphors, you're like, wow, man, this guy's a genius. And then when they're losing and he throws this stuff out there, you know why the guy has his eyes are brown, because he's full of you know what.
Is that what, you know, is that, what
this
that
team,
is?
This team just needs to focus, man. We just there need we to we need to focus. There is definitely a miscommunication somewhere in that locker room. Maybe we have to have a come to Jesus meeting. Maybe we need to go out for ice cream. Maybe we need to do something where we can get this team to come together, play as one. Because listen. You know, this and hey, to the YouTube people out there, I heard you. I'm going to try my darndest to get to the game on Monday night. I'm going to give it my all with the EAGLES Eagles. We're going to give the Chargers hell. But I have confidence in the Sky Marshal, in Quadzilla, in the monsters of Broad Street, in the Young Gun Gangrene defense, Nick Sirianni, Kevin Petullo. I believe that they can win. I believe that they will win. Let's go, Birds!
Aaron, appreciate the phone call. I mean, the Sky Marshal stuff, we might have to put that on the shelf for a few weeks. Sky Marshal. I think the best way we could just... I think Hugh and I thought about this during Aaron's whole call. I think we just go with original and Viv and then knock off and Viv.
Okay, that's fine. I'll go with you on this.
Yeah.
I stand with you on
just
this.
Just let me take the lead on the and Viv conversation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You just...
Maybe we just... We just stop at the end.
Gary in Doylestown. What's up, Gary?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Gary, what's up?
Definitely the original Aunt Viv.
Yeah, without question.
I didn't make everybody
you original. Did.
Hey, listen, so I think everyone's lying if they can't say that they at least crossed their mind about Tanner McKee, because it definitely crossed mine. Right now, we are headed towards a dumpster fire with this team and the way they're losing. It's not that they're losing, it's how they're losing. This is part of the problem. That's what kind of worries me the most.
Well, and the fact, Gary, that we're for the second time in 3 years in one of these situations. Now, 2 years ago, it was really the defense's fault. That's why that team collapsed. And the answer was, all right, we'll just go get Vic Fangio. The hard part this time, Gary, is we're just going to go hope we're going to find a new coordinator and hope that we patch this thing together. Like, it's concerning that the offense, which is where all the money is, as Hugh always reminds us, on the team, they're not playing well. They're not doing anything.
I was going to say, we have the highest pay for the offense, yet we're one of the lowest in production of the offense.
Yeah,
I don't think an offense coordinator is going to fix all that.
Yeah, I don't either, which means they're going to have to make hard decisions this offseason. It feels like coming.
Yeah, I'm not saying we need to put Tanner McKee in, but it definitely crossed my mind.
Yeah, you know what? I think everyone in the stadium on Friday probably crossed their mind at some point, whether it be the first quarter or the third or the fourth. All right, Gary, what do you got for us? Someone or something that replaced something else?
All right. The replacements, the movie, Shane Falco and Eddie Martell.
That movie, I remember going into it, I was like, I don't know about this. And then I loved it at the end. Gary, that's a good phone call.
Big
yes.
Big Red took us to the movies to see that when we were in Lehigh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we went to the movies to see that.
Did you guys take up the whole theater?
Yes. Bought the whole theater out. Yeah, it was fun time.
He gave us literally the replacements, the movie itself. Good one, good phone call. All right, 215-592-9494. We got the winner for today's Combo Con, along with your calls. You could hop in to try to get in and get the prize here. Plus, you people and John Heyman with the latest on the Phillies' plans. We are now, 5 days away from the start of the winter meetings? And a new team that's entered the mix for Kyle Schwarber feels like they're lining up now as Schwarber is set to cash in pretty soon here. 215-592-9494. We'll do a little hot stove check-in. Your calls. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points to rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP. Have you reconsidered the Annie costume?
No, I'm not doing that.
What if the audience really, really wanted you to be Annie for Halloween?
No, I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Not prostitute myself like that. Here. I don't care about the fans.
Well, the allegations are there.
No. Hard Knocks tonight, by the way.
9 o'clock HBO. Mm-hmm. NFC East Hard Knocks. I will be locked in. Now, I wonder how they... Now, they're going to chronicle all four teams. So, we'll see how much we get of the Eagles here.
You know where the money makers are.
The money makers here. Defending champions with some struggles and some infighting. I mean, that's where the story is. I mean, I don't even know if there's any... Is there any Washington story behind Daniels getting hurt? It's been a dull season for them. And the Giants fired the coach, so that has some drama attached to it.
I mean, Quinn took over the defensive play calling, but, again, who cares?
Eagles-Cowboys is the story. Cowboys season down and up, and obviously...
Jerry Jones, the showman,
yes,
and the defending champs with turmoil.
I just wonder... I just want to see the facial expressions, sideline stuff, behind the scenes. 9 o'clock tonight, HBO. We'll talk about it tomorrow. All right, before we get back to the phone lines here, could we hear the latest John Heyman on the Phillies? Winter meetings start on Sunday down in Orlando, and a lot of expectation out there. Kyle Schwarber is going to sign by the end of the winter meetings, which is next Thursday. Here's John Heyman talking about some of the Phillies' names to watch.
Phillies news, the Phillies are active. I think they're willing to talk on Marsh, maybe on Boehm, certainly on Castellanos. I do think that Imai is a potential for them. Obviously trying to re-sign Schwarber and Real Muto, Suarez, a possibility as well.
All right, a couple things there. That we're hearing Marsh's name there, Hugh, in a potential trade, because we're hearing they could trade from the major league team. So Boehm's name comes up a lot. Marsh now, too. So that's interesting. I'd be okay moving off of Marsh. The only thing about moving off of Marsh, if they're also moving off of Castellanos, who's playing the outfield next season? Bader's a free agent. Crawford's not arrived yet. I mean, I guess they're projecting that, but like we need three outfielders.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think that if they're deciding to do that, they have some irons in the fire.
Bryce could play off.
I was thinking, yeah. I wonder if that's one of the irons that potentially. He mentions a Japanese pitcher there. That was that middle name you heard. We know the Phillies have tried for years to land a player from Japan. I think to start that pipeline, maybe they would go after one. And then the Schwarber situation is the one we're keeping our eye on the most. I am terrified the Mets are involved in this thing. Now we got a new team. According to John Morosi, Hugh, the San Francisco Giants have reached out to Schwarber. So the I think you said this a couple of days ago. There's not many teams that wouldn't find a spot for Schwarber. Like, the Dodgers probably can't because Ohtani has to DH when he doesn't pitch. But, Hugh, other than them, most teams are going to be interested in Kyle Schwarber. He checks, like, every box.
Yeah. He's what every locker room feels they need right now. And that's why he's such a big free agent. Like, here's the thing. Kyle Schwarber came in and just did his job. Didn't complain. Wasn't, high maintenance. Just hit dingers and went about his business. And looked like he got better as he got older. That's what you want. That's what you want for your locker room. That's stability.
Yeah, and if you look at some of his underlying numbers, like his bat speed, it's the kind of bat people think is going to age well. David Ortiz had this. So I could see why a lot of teams are like, yeah, he's 33, but he's probably got 3 or 4 more years of hitting 40 home runs. Let's sign him. So we will keep an eye on that. But the Schwarber sweepstakes, it's just not going to be cheap. I think when we brought this up a few weeks ago, I mentioned – if everyone keeps saying 5 years, there is a very simple way for someone to win the bidding. Go to 6. And we'll see if the Phillies are willing to do that when we get towards the winter meetings this coming weekend. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We'll get to you people. Did you people enjoy the conversation today about the Jalen situation?
Yes,
I'm sure they
very
did.
Very much
yes.
so.
Okay, good. All right, Big V in Mount Laurel says he knows what would happen if Tanner McKee played quarterback. Hey, Big V.
Well, that must mean he thought about it.
Well, of course he did.
Of course I didn't.
Big V.
Then how do you know what it would
happen? Why would I do that? Okay.
Well, you said you know what would happen. How would you get there without thinking about it?
Because I'm looking at the, I'm kind of like Hugh on this one.
Oh, sure.
You can use your intellectual prowess to figure out.
Yeah, I have vision, Big V. I got vision.
So you know what that's called?
Hugh can do that.
You know what that's called in smaller words?
Question that with you.
Thinking about it. Using your intellectual prowess to know what will happen is called thinking.
That sounds like if you open up a dictionary, describe the word thinking.
Okay, well, listen. I went through this whole bull crap with the you people yesterday. And that whole thread and all that back and forth were caused by two people. One, I'm going to speculate on, is more than likely AJ. The second one is some 20-something-year-old who lives in his mother's basement. He's waiting for his girlfriend to get off her waitress shift so he can take her tip money and go buy some gummies.
Oh, he said waitress
shift.
Wow. It is some tough talk on Twitter today. I got in trouble for that.
Yeah, well, you got to stop.
But that's all it is. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Being an Eagles fan and liking Jalen, you don't want him to get the impression that management and fans have lost confidence in his abilities. His abilities are great, and he's not playing bad because of Jalen. He's playing bad because of some things that are happening around him.
Well, where's his responsibility in all this?
Where's his responsibility in all this? He's the quarterback. So he's going to take responsibility, and people are going to lay that responsibility or blame on him. Just like when he wins, he's the quarterback. He's going to take that responsibility, and people are going to attribute the victory towards him. That's part of being a QB. That's part of being a leader. The one thing that you don't want is for him to be disgruntled, especially when you got this diva. Oh, by the way, Hugh, ask your friend, who got that leak from the Eagles camp that they weren't happy with Jalen running the offense. Mm-hmm. Ask him, was the leak AJ? Because that's the kind of crap that,
reckless
your side piece, this girl who wants to be your side piece tells your girl because, she wants to be your side piece.
Well, you know what, so Big V, I know we're recklessly speculating.
You guys are getting messy.
You're doing a great job of it, but like, AJ kind of stood on business. He said, "You see it." He didn't. He said it in public. He said, "You see it."
Yeah.
He didn't hide behind. He didn't throw a rock and hide hands. He kind of threw the rock and kind of stood there.
AJ would rather the Eagles fail as long as he gets his passes, because every time we focus on getting the ball to AJ, we lose.
I agree with that. Here's that's been too much. I agree.
Here's the big key. okay? Let's sit AJ down, strap something, stick something in his mouth so he can't talk, tweet, scoop, quitch, whatever he does, okay? And let's go out here. We have the roster to be the next dynasty. Let's not get distracted by this bullcrap. And you're already on, you know, Defcon 1, and we're only 4 losses.
You know what I think is funny, Big V? You just very, you know, liberally saying, just sit AJ. But I say, I thought about Tanner, and that's blasphemous. Isn't it the same thing?
Of course it is. Because when you start thinking about Tanner and it starts to getting out like where it is now, we start to let the quarterback know that we don't have confidence in him.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, stop. You think he didn't realize that people have lost confidence when they're booing every drive on Friday? You think he didn't hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah, we all hear it.
But you also have to put, you know, some things in perspective. One, we're playing like it's a regular game, and everybody's playing us like it's their Super Bowl. Offensive line seems to have this thing where, you know, if certain people aren't on it, they don't perform well. They don't manhandle. And three, we've been relying on defense, and they're getting worn out.
Yes, because they go 3-and-out every other series.
Correct.
Why?
Well, one is, like I said, they don't act like, you know, without Lane, they don't act like an offensive line. They've forgotten what it is to get out there and manhandle, to be physical, to live up to the objective. Mm.
Well, the offensive line hasn't been good enough this year. Big V, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I can't sign off on, oh, no, we can't say this because what if Jalen hears it? First of all, Jalen's not listening to us. Let's be real. Okay?
Nah. It's like, the unfortunate thing about all this is the quarterback's insulated from all of this because he's the quarterback. I mean, it's been like that forever. You know what's funny? I've been around a lot of quarterbacks, and I talk about Boomer all the time and how much of a Richard he was. To be honest, most quarterbacks are, especially when they're in the position that they're in because they're the face of the franchise. Mm. So they're treated totally different. I've never played with this guy, but from what I've heard, Tom Brady is probably the realest cat out there. And you know why that is? It's because Belichick had his foot on his neck.
The whole time. Until Tom was couldn't stand it 20 years later. Yeah.
And that's how you have to handle those cats because, like, and I say this jokingly, but it always feels like when they get paid, they get brand new. Think about it. And I'm not saying Jalen is this, but it feels like it might be. Because when you think about the timeline. And all the stuff that Jalen used to do. You know, like when you get bread, sometimes you got to change your social circle, right? And a lot of times when quarterbacks get their bread, and I'm not indicting him with this because I don't know who he hangs out with, but I have some reckless speculation that I could do. And him and AJ was real tight before he got that bread, right?
They don't seem as tight anymore.
They used to be on Zoom calls together and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, somebody gets paid. And, you know, ain't showing up to certain functions, that family functions and stuff like that. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we getting on Twitch streams, talking greasy about folks and stuff. It's just, man, I'm telling you.
So you have thought about Tanner?
No, I haven't. Okay. No, I'm just saying, I'm recklessly, like in the last couple minutes of the show, I'm just going to recklessly speculate. Let me just throw this out there. You know, and recklessly speculate.
Why not? Yeah.
And give people something to think about and slide in my DMs and talk bad to me about later on today.
Well, I just got to ignore those DMs.
But I'm not going to laugh at them.
Quote tweet them.
Because.
Get talked to by the boss multiple times in one day.
I just find it hilarious how, like, the holidays bring out all this bravado in people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, that, man, listen.
Might be the liquor, too.
You probably work at your dad's dealership or something. You ain't about that life, man. You ain't really about that life you talking about on Twitter. You just like the sound tough. Like those cats that egg Kevin Petullo house. By the way, I stand with Kevin Petullo. Yep.
We all stand with Kevin Petullo.
It's like, dog.
Joe spoke for us all.
No,
this
you know what? And I'm we not condoning this. I'm not. Because I don't know the township regulations and rules. But if Kevin Petullo would have walked outside and let a couple off, then I bet you wouldn't nobody else would have came.
Let's go. They let you go on for about 1 second too long. What are you doing?
You know what I mean? like for real. Like you
mean if he threw eggs back, right?
If he threw a couple of eggs back, like you know the neighborhood to do that in. Yep. That's New Jersey. So what's that? Their suburb.
What you're saying is you really stand with Kevin.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Like you get a different perspective when when you hit them eggs cracking on the ground like ka-chow.
The eggs.
When the eggs be cracking.
Pasture raised too.
We cracking them
brown
eggs.
Yeah,
not this economy.
No.
This guy,
he would never throw eggs.
Hey, we cracking eggs and ka-chow, they hit the ground like
ka-chow. All right, eggs from a chicken. Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Hey yo, man. Give me a minute, bro. I just need a quick minute. Mm-hmm. Cause first off, no, hell no, I ain't never think about no Tanner McKee. You know what I'm saying? And I told Kyle, y'all might take my takes as crazy, but I ain't never lie to y'all. I ain't never think about no Tanner McKee. I'm riding with Jalen, man. You know what I'm saying? That's first and foremost. Secondly, y'all stole my Viv answer. I forgive y'all. It's all right. You know what I mean? But look, that Bears game, first of all, I'm going to tell you why it's not Jalen. Jalen might do 25% of it. I told y'all last talk that I don't like the release of his ball. That's the reason why his placement isn't where it should be. And although I give him praise, I can give him criticism too. I don't like the way he releases the ball and his ball. He don't lead the receiver to the ball. He puts it right there or somewhere around. It kind of reminds me of McNabb. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you why it's the play call. When you look at it, everybody done said it already. It's not rocket science. You had Steichen. You had Moore, experienced play callers. They went to Super Bowls. You get these inexperienced play callers. That's Sirianni's playbook. They're riding Sirianni's coattail. So it's not working. That's why it's the play caller. It don't take the rocket scientists to see that. As far as the Chicago Bear gang, I'm going to tell you like I told other people. Who better to get the plays from than former players? You had Swift, who played in that offense. Mm. You had CJ, DJ, GJ, who played against that offense.
Alameda Zacchaeus is there. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
If I'm a coach, I'm calling them players in. What do they do well? What do they like to do? And that's how you get it. You do your homework. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they did. And not to mention, the Eagles play with a pretty boy softness. There's no toughness. That was CJ, GJ. You know what I mean, they have nobody that put the wreck on nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see no hard hitting from the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that's the reason why the Eagles are where they are. But I do have an answer.
All right, what do you got? What do you got, Self?
I got one better than the Aunt Viv, right?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Val Kilmer replacing Michael Keaton as Batman.
Val Kilmer replacing Michael Keaton. I love those Batman movies, Self. We appreciate it. But who's your favorite Batman, Hugh, of all the Batmans? Movie Batmans, I mean.
Christian Bale.
Me too.
Has to be. Yeah. Because the other one were kind of cartoonish.
Well, that was the, what was his name? What's the director's
Adam
name?
Adam West?
No, the director's name of the first couple.
Christopher Nolan?
No. That was the Christian Bale ones.
Because, the first couple Batmans were in the vein of the Adam West. Like, Adam West is the OG. No question about that. You know, because I remember watching
Burton. Tim Burton was the early one. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Kind of the goofy, you know, cartoonish.
Yeah, but when, like, because in the comic books, if you read the comic books, when they introduced Bane into the comics, that's where Batman kind of took a dark turn.
Yeah, no, The Dark Knight, those are great movies. All right, we will pick a winner here coming up in a few minutes. Can we first hear from you people, see what they're up to on this Tuesday?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
All right, so I don't know how new this is, but I've been noticing it lately.
Mm-hmm.
A little excited about it. There's a new feature in the YouTube chat.
Oh, what is that?
It gives you an AI summary of what the people in the chat are talking about. And I know there was a funny one with Mark's call in the beginning of the show, but I didn't have a chance to.
You mean AI as in AI the chat or AI our show?
No, it's AI that describes what people chatting about.
The chat.
Yes.
But they refer to Hughes Takes and like the people, their responses to Hughes Takes.
My epic takes.
And things like that.
So it's like if you just hopped in the YouTube, this is what's going on.
It's like, this is what people are talking about.
Catches you up.
You know, it's tangentially about what we're talking about.
That's gonna be, we're going to have to go. Yes. We're going to need to check in with AI once a show.
Tangentially. You heard
it. Yes, that's coming. Yep. Mm-hmm. We stand with you, Mall Santa.
I'm okay with that.
There's definitely worse things they've called you.
They've definitely hurt my feelings before. Yeah, I'm all right.
That day he was in the gym for 2 hours?
Yep. Yeah. You guys are sickos.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I stand with that.
Why? Because we're curious?
And we're fantasizing.
Yeah. Listen, it's okay. This is a safe space.
Yep.
No one's here but us. Just relax.
Four bums who never won anything. Hugh, Joe, Kyle, and the mustache. It's now its own entity.
Oh, okay.
It's its own thing.
But what is the guy that calls us bums ever won?
Oh, I don't know.
Curiosity.
Well, nothing. I mean, obviously.
But the eating competition?
Yeah, that, well.
Living in your mom's
here we
basement.
Go. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
I'm just asking because, you know, it's you're quick to talk about what we have never done.
Well,
but we do a radio show every day that you tune into.
To be fair, that's what you people's for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
They're kind of just, we just become punching bags, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yep.
Sometime.
Better chance of happening before the end of 2025, that is.
I feel like I'm about to catch a stroke.
Probably.
Tanner McKee comes in or Hughes Clues back.
I caught a straight.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say Tanner McKee.
I think it's McKee. Yeah. I think it's McKee.
Hey, I'm starting to realize that ain't nobody filling the Hughes Clues.
No,
man.
No, they'll be back. It's again.
No,
it's,
people are asking for it.
No, it's like the Jordan suspension. It's going to have a big return when it does.
The longer y'all make me wait, the worse I'm going to make it.
Yeah, we might
just let you know.
We're going to do a 30 for 30 on what happened with Hughes Clues.
I'm going to make it worse.
Yep. All right. You can only pick one. OG Wade's four-point system or Will in the Northeast four C's.
I'm going to go with Will in the Northeast.
At least I think 4 point system.
But hold on. He brings up the four C's and then he forgets what they are.
I know. At least
that's happened twice.
At least OG has his 4 point system.
I can relate to that because sometimes I lose my train of thought.
Has anyone unpacked the four point system when the Eagles lose? Is it holding up? Is this why they're losing?
I tell you what, though. It's mighty funny. You ain't heard from him in a while.
Yeah. Has he brought up the 4 point system?
Well, I mean,
in the last two games.
Jalen's had a couple tough ones.
Accountability.
So, yeah. I haven't heard
tangentially.
From
you know, mm-hmm. we may have tied and gotten to the tiebreaker.
Tangentially.
Has tiebreaker work? Whoever wins.
I thought, now I'm not sure this if this is serious or not, but if I'm not mistaken, he said it's the kicker.
The kicker's
the
tiebreaker?
Yeah, it's the tiebreaker.
The kicker?
Yeah.
Okay. What? We're just, that's enough of the system.
If Jalen Hurts wasn't here, WIP would have nothing to talk about.
Man,
so you better move on.
See, I think this person is obviously new around here because.
Yeah, because I got useless information for days.
Well, you do. Also, before Jalen Hurts, there was Carson Wentz. And before Carson Wentz, there was
Nick Foles. What do you think happened before Jalen got on the field?
And it would be somebody else when these young men decide to, you know, retire.
Yeah,
you know,
if they put Tanner McKee in and he stinks, guess what?
We'll find a new one.
We'll talk about Tanner McKee.
We'll get the next guy in here.
We'll talk bad about Tanner.
The funny part about the people that are just like the Jalen people now is all these years ago, it was the other side arguing to get Wentz the hell off the field because he stunk and put Jalen on.
Yeah,
that's how Jalen got a shot.
They were mad at you for that one,
too. They were mad at me for that, too. That's fine.
Let's see you go step on a football field, Joe.
I hung up my cleats after flag football in college. After I intramural champion, by the way, for everyone says not a champion.
Wow.
Yes.
So you have won something.
I have. I can wear the t-shirt.
I feel like you should have brought that one up earlier. This was right after Mark's call. I think Joe is going to go gray today by 1:30.
Well, if I grew it out, maybe it would be gray, but Otherwise, I'm just going to be shocked.
To Marco. I mean, he's passionate about it. No, so I don't want nobody to think that we're picking on Mark.
No, I can't wait for Mark to call again, and we'll yell at each other.
We just got to do better.
Oh, that means the most annoying phone calls are often my favorites because they bring up very annoying points and stuff like that.
Yeah. Good job, Mark.
Yep. Have we considered that Hugh threw the eggs?
Man, seriously. No.
Well, your history would be too low.
Do you think I'd ride my ass out to New Jersey to throw away eggs?
You did say he looked like a snitch.
I mean, but yeah, he does. I stand by that. But to ride out to, like, two things. Ride to Jersey to throw eggs and then
to
record
waste
it.
Waste eggs, yeah.
And record it?
So I just.
Yeah, it's the wasting eggs part that he would never do.
At the price they're at now?
And record it? Like, people don't realize that's a footprint. That if somebody, like, if he pursues that. They're going to find out either.
Well, the video
one
is crazy. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You're going to find out who shot the video. And you talk about snitching. When they start talking about putting your ass in jail because you live in the one of y'all, it's the one of them suburb kids. When they start talking about putting somebody in the jail, you telling on everybody. That's the thing that it is. You ain't about
they're
that
kids,
life.
They're not going to get put in jail for
I would try to put them in jail. I would
sure
do
would.
Everything within
know,
my power.
Well,
you know what
snitch.
I would do?
Because you stand with Kevin Petula.
You know what I would do? You couldn't do nothing to the kids, but the dad catching hands.
The poor dad who's just sitting home watching TV hands. As the kid went on drinks.
Like, if it was me.
The further we go into this.
Dad, I'm whooping dad. I'm swinging on dad. Like, for real. Because that's your fault because your kid's out there doing it.
Well, and the dad's probably telling the kid on Friday, the Petula
sucks.
Okay,
wait a minute. I got to walk that back because Blue Jeans. I'm not putting hands on nobody.
This was a safe space.
Just repeat that over and over.
I am not. I'm just saying I would wag my finger in a vigorous way.
And you would snitch. You're pretty open about being a snitch. don't sell yourself short, Hugh. You act like at least a 10-year-old.
I was thinking that, but seven kind of skewed today. That was probably about right today. Seven was about right.
You don't throw as many tantrums as a 7-year-old.
I don't throw I'm not a tantrum thrower. Yeah, now, I will.
I think 10 or 11 is
11, yeah, it feels 11.
But it has gotten to the point now where Blue Jeans was in the office, and I told him, I was like, because, you know, he monitors my Twitter.
Yeah, well, it's
probably a good idea.
And I told him, I said, well, I did. I sent that.
Yeah, today he walked in here a couple times to tell Hugh to just calm down. Yeah.
These are just jokes. Listen, these are family members. I'm allowed, like, we can tweet back and forth banter.
But it's public.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it gets a little spicy.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody about to do nothing.
It's quite well. Yeah.
We got 401ks and Christmas gifts we got to buy. We ain't nobody trying to.
I think the boss just doesn't really want to find out.
Fisticuff.
You know,
hey, we ain't nobody about to be out there fisticuffs.
He just wants to have a good Christmas. He doesn't want you to ruin
unless
it.
Unless there's
nonsense.
Somebody's dad who threw eggs at your house.
Yeah, we gonna catch these hands.
Stop.
No, not really.
No more.
Retire with dignity, Hugh.
No, I'm not going. I'm not gonna go quietly.
No, we stand
tonight.
With you. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. One more quick thing. We might have to rein Joe in today. Mm-hmm. He's talking about being curious. He's fantasizing about Tanner McKee,
and now
we find out that he used to handle packages.
Listen,
I let all of that go.
I am being an open book with everyone today.
I let all of that go today. Y'all was wild with that.
It's natural to be curious.
It's okay, Hugh. This is a safe space.
See, y'all talk about I'm child.
This is a safe space. Speaking of handling packages, I think our winner today should be Derek, who gave us the answer of how Amazon replaced UPS, which is so true.
Yeah, Derek cooked with that one.
And Derek's a good one. Derek, you are a winner today. You win the qualifying prize for ComboCon, automatically entered for the grand prize. All right, that is it for us today. 9 o'clock tonight.
But tomorrow
we're back with more.
Hey, we're going to watch. What's that?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks tonight. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
But seriously, though, Joe.
I can't wait.
How good do you think it's going to be?
It's not about how good it is. It's what can we find out?
What can we recklessly speculate?
Exactly.
About?
9 o'clock, HBO. All right, afternoon show. They're up next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast
for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.